Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And let's be honest, somebody has to tell it to you straight. I'm the guy. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, an Ohio mayor tells the local school board you have an easy choice. Resign, all of you, or face criminal charges for distributing child pornography. Wow, we'll tell you that story. Number two, where is Gabby Petito? The nationwide search intensifies as her fiancé hides from the police behind his parents, even though his driveway has her van there. And number one, the demands that General Mark Milley resign are intensifying from both Republicans and Democrats alike. This after the shocking revelations in a soon-to-be-released book by Bob Woodward called Peril. And though it seems quite clear his intention was to make President Trump look bad, what actually happened was that Woodward created a revelation of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs trying to seize power and dictate to his subordinates that he would be calling any military shots and not to follow any orders from the legal commander-in-chief, that being, of course, President Donald Trump, unless Milley gave his approval. This is the way it works in third-world countries, not the United States. Not the United States, even with Joe Biden in charge. The book also details phone calls between General Milley and Nancy Pelosi discussing the use of nuclear weapons and undermining the president's authority. But when you look back at the things General Milley has been saying over the past few years, maybe it should come as no surprise. He seems to have an affection for the Chinese. He seems to be quite the fanboy. And alt-left progressive talking points seem to be quite easy for him to come by, too. It seems he is more interested in political correctness than he was about getting Americans out of Afghanistan alive and not leaving people behind when the cut-and-run plan came that he apparently supported from the Biden administration. So there you go. It's quite a lot to think that General Milley was so in love with China, but he is. In fact, let's go back to 2015. And we'll review a little bit of tape here together. What he thought about China. Are they a danger to us? Are they a threat? Are they an enemy? You tell me, General. Listen.
China's not an enemy. And I think that's important for people to clearly understand. China is a rising power. China has been a rising power since Deng Xiaoping in 79. And they've been clicking off at 10% growth for almost 30 years. And they dropped down to about 7% the last year or two. And they'll probably drop again, and come into the range of normalcy and 3 to 5% growth. But that's still significant economic growth. And there's been a really large historic change from a North Atlantic-based global economy to now it's proceeding to be a North Pacific-based global economy.
Yeah, fanboy Milley. Well, China's not an enemy. Really, what are they? You gonna tell me Russia is an enemy and China is not? Wake up. China is a billion people, 10 times the size of Russia. 10 times is China. They steal from the entire world. They set up camp all over the world, in Central America, South America, Africa, Asia. The Silk and Road, the Belt and Road Initiative is everywhere across this planet. China has its fingers into Costa Rica, Argentina, into South Africa, into Afghanistan. And this guy is clearly clueless on all of that, or just feeding us a line. And what's truly disturbing about General Milley is not only his apparent deference to China, his fanboy approach, and his clear and present danger to use economically and militarily its weight against us, it's also Milley's move toward the left and calling the 1619 Project legitimate and teaching that critical race theory to cadets in the military, which is why some have left the military saying they're not interested in its Marxist lurch. If you don't think I'm telling you straight, listen to what Milley said about the 1619 Project. Listen.
The protests that have ensued not only speak to his killing, but also to the centuries of injustice towards African Americans. What we are seeing is the long shadow of our original sin in Jamestown 401 years ago, liberated by the Civil War, but not equal in the eyes of the law until 100 years later in 1965. We are still struggling with racism, and we have much work to do. racism and discrimination, structural preferences, patterns of mistreatment, unspoken and unconscious bias have no place in America, and they have no place in our armed forces.
You know what has no place in our armed forces? People that try to divide our armed forces from the inside. What you need in the armed forces is a cohesive unit. When it all hits the fan, you need a cohesive unit. And let me tell you something. Those units don't care who's black or white, Hispanic or Asian. They don't care. They need adherence to a central core. A central core value. That is defending the United States. And if you continue to tell people the United States is awful, why would they want to defend that? More importantly, why does this guy have a job today? This guy undermined the constitutional authority of the commander-in-chief. He did that beginning at least in October of 2020 when he was making secret phone calls to the Chinese generals and the Chinese military, and the Chinese Communist Party was General Milley as early as October 2020, and I'm going to guess before then, but these are the two phone calls outlined in Bob Woodward's book. By the way, he never shared those conversations with the president of the United States. Who the hell does this guy think he is? And furthermore, is this guy also having secret conversations with the Taliban? ISIS-K? Al-Qaeda? Is he having conversations with China now? Because obviously he's a fanboy. It seems the Chinese have him on a marionette string. That's what it seems like to me. Listen to this guy. And he has the nerve to say, well, I thought Donald Trump was unhinged. Donald Trump was angry after the election. Yeah, I'm sure he was. But all of the things that General Milley claimed were possible, attacking Iran, didn't happen. Picking a fight with China, didn't happen. Use of nuclear weapons, obviously didn't happen. Use of any armed forces to do anything significant didn't happen. So what the hell were you talking about, General? Or were you just playing war games in your mind and it got carried away? Maybe the real problem was with you, sir. And don't try to tell me that January 6th has any comparable effect to any other significant attack on the Capitol in the last 200 years. Bombings in 1914 and shots being fired in the 1950s and a bomb being set off in 1983. These things all happened in the United States Capitol. The people that are not to be trusted, that's one of them, clearly. And here's another thing. When Bob Woodward came out with his last book, Rage, oh, the left loved him. They embraced him. Oh, my gosh, he's wonderful. Now it's, well, this is unsubstantiated. Bob Woodward's books are always this way. Always this way. It's the way he writes. But now the left embraces one and rejects the other. So what's it going to be? What's it going to be, lefty? Quick break. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. Hey,
all right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.